Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Tehran Children, A Holocaust Refugee Odyssey by Michal Dekel. Read by Suzanne Torin. Introduction. New York City, 2007. My search for the history of the Tehran children began the day I met Salar Abdo. Not exactly met. We had eyed each other many times before, not without curiosity. In the mailroom, in department meetings, along the corridors of the North Academic Center, the windowless drab transplant in the grand old Gothic campus of the City College of New York, where we both taught in the English department. We might have even exchanged a few words. But the last day of the 2007 academic year was our first real conversation, the first of hundreds. The few years that preceded my meeting with Salar were the hardest of my life. I had an infant who turned toddler but never slept, a shapeless doctoral dissertation, and many classes to teach. I had little paid help and no extended family in New York. 3 afternoons a week, I would drift into the North Academic Center to teach my classes and drift right back home to my son. At night, I wrote my dissertation between feedings. But one academic year passed, then another. My dissertation somehow came together. Climbing the stairs of Columbia University's Kent Hall on my way to the defense, I ran into my mentor, the late literary theorist Eve Kosofsky Sedgwick, who nodded at me with approval. I felt an unbelievable lightness. At the end of